conspiracy of theft against the guilty. Now, this is similar to the sugya right before it, where it talked about murder. And this is really just the same principle, just now being talked about as far as theft is concerned. So make sure you learn the one before this, before you learn this, because we're not going to be as specific in explaining the Gemara as we were in the last one. If witnesses conspire against someone who really is guilty of stealing, unknown to them, but they don't know that, they are still punished. However, if they conspire against a thief, claiming to a court that he has been convicted and sentenced to pay from another court, and this truly happened but unknown to the witnesses, then these witnesses are not punished. Again, this was similar to the sugya before. And the principle is, in the first scenario, the conspiring witnesses were attempting to have a man pay a fine who was not yet sentenced to pay by the court. And the law is that he could have been spared the fine by confessing. Only the added fine, not the original amount he stole. This must always be returned. This is like a case. If a person steals, sometimes they have to pay double or they have to pay four or five times more as a fine. So if they confess to the court before the court sentences him, then he doesn't have to pay this extra fine. He just has to pay the guy back. Now, in the previous case of the murder, it wasn't unanimously agreed by the rabbis that confession is grounds for dismissal. Just keep that in mind. But over here, in Knas, it is. Modeh beknas patur. So now, however, once the defendant has been sentenced, as in the second scenario, it was as though he already gave up that money. And so the witnesses weren't going to do to him something that wasn't going to happen to him anyway. So therefore, we don't make the witnesses pay in that case. And the connection here is, again, it's Mishnah related, and it's the same topic and author as previous sugya. And now we'll read the Gemara. V'chein le'inyan tashlumei kenas. And the same rule applies to paying fines. Again, from the previous sugya, saying the same thing applies to paying fines. Ba'u shenayim ve'amru. Two plotting witnesses came and said, Bechad b'shabeta, on Sunday, ganav v'tavach u'machar. A person stole, let's say an animal, and he slaughtered it, or he sold it. Either way, he did something with it. So now, if it's a sheep, you have to pay four times. If it's a cattle, you have to pay five times, like it says. Now, u'bau shenayim v'amru. Now, two other witnesses came and said, now again, assuming this is now Tuesday, because Sunday they're saying it happened, but now they got to court on Tuesday to tell the court about it, even though in their minds it's not true. So the witnesses, the second pair says, Bechad b'shabata imanu heitem, you were with us on Sunday, so you didn't see anything, first of all. And then they continue and say, however, Ella, betrei b'shabata, on Monday, all this did really happen. Gana v'tavach u'machar. The guy did steal and he slaughtered it and he sold it. So if that's the case, mishalimin. So these plotting witnesses, the first set, they have to pay this four or five times amount or whatever the knas would have been. Velo od, not only that, ela, afilu amru be'erev shabbat gana v'tavach u'machar, mishalimin. Even if the good witnesses confirm and say it wasn't on Monday that he stole it, but it was on Friday. So even so, since it was before even when they said so, so even so, they pay. Again, look at the previous sugya to see what's the difference of saying Monday or Friday. And the reason the plotting witnesses have to pay is because de be'idana de kama sahadi, at the time that they testified, gavra lav bar tashluminhu. This guy, the defendant, he was not sentenced to pay anything yet. So because he was not sentenced yet to pay, and they tried to make him pay, so they were making someone pay something he did not have to, at least yet. And also, like we said in the last sugya, it could be that confession is grounds for dismissal, even in murder, although it wasn't unanimously agreed on by the rabbis. But over here it is. If a person will confess, so he can get out of paying the extra amount. So it means, since there was no judgment yet and no sentencing, and they're trying to lock it in that he has to pay, now the defendant has no way to confess and maybe not have to pay. So that's why the plotting witnesses do have to pay, because they're really making him lose. They're making him lose the money that if he wants to confess now, he won't have to pay. And then it says the other side of the coin. Ba'u shenayim ve'amru. If two people came and said, Bechad b'shabata ganav etavech umachar v'nigmar dino. So they plotted and said that on Sunday, this guy not only stole, but he was sentenced in a court. And now they're in another court telling the court that another court sentenced them. Maybe the guy ran away and they're trying to get him back. Of course, they're thinking that they're lying. But it just so happens, Ubao Shanaim Vamru, but two others came and said, Bechad b'shabatai manu heitem, you were with us on Sunday, so you don't know anything. But it just so happened that it's true. Ela be'erev Shabbat ganav etavech umachar v'nigmar dino. It happens that on Friday, he did steal it, and there was a sentencing from a court on him. So he was sentenced. Ve'lo od ela, but even, afilo amru, Bechad b'shabatai ganav etavech umachar, u'betrei b'shabatai nigmar dino. Even if they said on Sunday he stole it, but on Monday there was a sentencing, which means, again, for further emphasis, even if it was after they said, because they said Sunday, but he ended up doing it Monday, so even if it was after, it still doesn't matter, but ein mishalimin, the witnesses do not pay, because de be'idana de kama sahadi, at the time that they were testifying, Gavra, this man, bar tashluminhu, he was sentenced to pay. So it means they weren't going to make him pay something that he wouldn't have anyway. He was going to have to pay it anyway because he was sentenced. So the plotting witnesses weren't going to do something to him that wasn't going to happen anyway. And that's the logic here. Now, we could ask, they didn't ask over here like they did in the last sugya, why Rava has to say this, because it's written in the Mishnah. Why didn't they say that over here? And the answer is because this part's not written in the Mishnah. The murder case was in the Mishnah, but nobody talked about a theft case in the Mishnah. So that's why they left that part out. And the rest is basically just going with the same logic and the same ruling. One was about murder and one was about theft.